Quite a few years ago, a man named Robert Fulghum wrote a little article that has ended up in many schools in the form of poster. You've probably seen it. It's called "All I Ever Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten." And he talks about most of what he really needed to know about how to live, about what to do, and about how to be. He learned in kindergarten. He said, wisdom wasn't found at the mountaintop of graduate school, but in the sandbox at nursery school. And he said, here are some things I've learned. Share everything, play fair, don't hit people. Put things back where you found them. Clean up your own mess. Don't take things that aren't yours. Say you're sorry when you hurt somebody. Wash your hands before you eat. Flush. Warm cookies and cold milk are good for you. Amen. Live a balanced life. Learn some and think some and draw and paint and sing and dance and play and work some every day. Take a nap every afternoon. When you go out in the world, watch for traffic. Hold hands and stick together. Be aware of wonder. Remember the little seed in the plastic cup. The roots go down and the plant goes up, and nobody really knows how or why, but we're all like that. And it goes on from there. But he's looking at these lessons, and he says, I learned this in kindergarten, and it basically told me everything I need to know about who to be and how to be in life. You know, and think of what a better world this would be if the whole world, every one of us, had warm cookies and cold milk about 3 o'clock every afternoon, and then grabbed our blanket and lay down and took a nap. I mean, the political debates would go a lot differently if those guys had just had a nap that afternoon. I think some are just too cranky. What if we as individuals, but our policy as a nation and all nations and all corporations would clean up the messes they make? This world would be a better place. And it's still true, no matter how old you are, that when you go out into the world, stick together, hold hands, and watch for traffic. You know, sometimes I wonder if kids are still learning those things in kindergarten. I'm not sure. But I know that there's a truth that the things that we learn early in life, the way that we're formed, some of those things stick with us. And we need to be reminded. We certainly always need to be reminded. But some of the most important things we learn when we're young, and those things stick with us. We've been studying the Gospel of Luke, and I just want to mention one verse that's kind of in the next passage that we're going to be studying. I just want to look at one verse in Luke 4, verse 16. It says, Jesus went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. And I want to talk about a word there. It says he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And that word, I'll teach you a new word today. It's a Greek word that's translated brought up here, but it's a word trepho. Can you say that? Say trepho. All right. Awesome. You learned a word today. Trepho literally means to feed. And so he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, or literally it's where he had been fed or where he had been nourished. And that's a good way to think about where you grew up. This is where I got my start. This is where I was fed. This is where I was nourished. And then it says, Jesus went to Nazareth where he had been nourished, where he had been strengthened, where he had been fed, and he went to the synagogue as was his custom. You know, he grew up doing that. It was formed into him. that was something that we do. Is he went to synagogue to worship and to study the word. You remember our lesson last week. Right before this, Jesus had been in the desert and he had been tempted. He had gone through this dark time, a time in the wilderness. And when Satan came to him and tempted him, he didn't answer Satan with witty and clever arguments. The way he answered Satan was these old creeds from Deuteronomy. All three temptations were answered with scriptures. Those same scriptures that he had been nourished by. The scriptures that he had been fed or nourished by as a child. Right at the end of Luke 2, after the story of Jesus wandering away from his family and being in the temple for 3 days with the elders, talking with them and asking them questions, is as he went back home and lived in submission to his parents, and he grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. And that's Luke 2:52, and that's what our K through 5th curriculum is called, 2:52. And we want to help our kids grow in wisdom, to help them grow intellectually and also physically and socially and emotionally. We want to help them grow, but especially to help them grow in their relationship with God. We want to nourish them, to form them. But this is something that it's not just the church's job to do that, and we think it's not just the parents' job, although that we as parents need to take primary responsibility for the growth and feeding and nourishing of our children, but we believe that happens best in a partnership between church and parents. Turn over to Psalm chapter 78. Psalm 78, starting at verse 1, it says, "O my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from of old. What we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power and the wonders he has done." And he says, the things that our ancestors have told us, we're not going to hide them from our children. But we're gonna feed, we're gonna nourish, we're gonna form them with these stories of the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he's done. Then down in verses 6 and 7, we find the purpose in passing on these stories. It says, "So the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, that they in turn would tell their children, then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands." It says, so they would put their trust in God. The New Revised Standard says, so they would put their hope in God. That's the reason we tell these stories to our children. And I think those of us who are parents likely feel no greater responsibility than to care for our children. But I don't believe we should think of this passage as merely telling, just giving a charge to parents only. The psalm charges each generation as a whole to tell the next generation about God so that they would set their hope on God. And so as a community of believers, those of us who are parents, but also those of us without children, singles, students, all of us together are given the charge of telling the next generation. And not only our kids, but also to the kids of the community around us. It's something that we all together as a generation can tell the next generation. And the hope, our hope, is they would set their hope in God. You know, it's an amazing and sometimes an intimidating thing to talk with children. But it's such a joyful thing. But kids are full of questions. They can ask all kinds of questions. And I think about questions that my kids, you know, asked me growing up, like where is God? And I wanted them to know where God is. I didn't want them to grow up thinking of God as a being who's far, far away, like I did growing up, that God is far away in heaven somewhere. And I wanted to teach my kids that God is right here with us. God is as close to you as I am. But asking questions, sometimes we get questions like, Daddy, how does God hear everybody's prayers all at once? And then I would say, you know, sweetie, God doesn't really like kids to ask a lot of questions. I didn't really say that. There's so much joy, but it's also a challenge to feed and to nourish spiritually our kids and the kids of this generation. But I do believe that just as Jesus had been nourished in his hometown, we want to have a generation of kids who are nourished and fed. And I want to just take a moment on this FX Live Sunday to thank all of you who work so tirelessly in feeding and nourishing our kids. And, you know, at any given time, we have about 100 volunteers that make what we do possible. It would not be possible without you. But I just wanted to take a moment to say, I know that, you know, Jesus was the Son of God, but he had also been fed and nourished as a young person. Every one of us needs it. But in order to do that for this next generation, it takes every one of those of us who were in the generation before to work together to do it. But I think just as Jesus went to the synagogue as his custom was, as he had been trained, Jesus answered temptation with scripture just as he had been trained. You know, this month's Life app is about hope. And the reason we need hope is because all of us will go through dark times. And that's what they're going to be talking about in class, that we can look for the light of God in the dark times. You know, we together have just studied about a dark time that Jesus went through in the wilderness. And he let God's word shine light into that dark place. You know, that's the kind of feeding and nourishing that we're trying to do with our kids week in, week out. But there's a call for us as parents to be, you know, we do that week in, week out here. But those of us who are parents, the charge in telling the next generation is day in, day out, telling our kids about the wonders of God. We want to support and encourage and inspire each other as parents in this job, because it's so important. It's something that it's our prayer and our hope that as our children look back, not only could they say, you know, everything I needed to know I learned in kindergarten, but everything I needed to learn about who to be and how to respond and how to treat other people, things like the golden rule and things like that. They say, everything I needed to know, I learned it as I was being fed and nourished in my Bible classes at church and in the conversations that I've had, you know, with my parents all through the years, I learned everything I needed to know. So again, thank you so much for the way that you give yourself to the nourishing of our children in the most important things that they need to know. Let's pray.